Well, we love our Lions, that's for sure. Even though it can be challenging at times, it's tough for them too. And the coach is saying there are going to be some changes on deck. We have a conversation now with our own Steve Courtney, checking in right now with his very special guest. Stevie?
All right, Dub, thank you very much. Yeah, you know what? We know there are some defensive situations going on with the Honolulu Blue and Silver, but in our conversation with the fine center, Frank Ragnow, let's keep it positive, shall we? Because the offense now, one of the more prolific in the National Football League. As a matter of fact, Lions, though, lead the NFL with 35 points per game. No other team has crossed the 30-point-per-game mark. Sadly, though, the Lions are 1-3. The next 12 teams on the points-per-game list are at 500 or better. Let's hope the Lions get there. Frank, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Good.
Everything is well. You know what? You put 45 points up, Frank, minus guard Jonah Jackson, wide receivers Amon-Ra St. Brown, DJ Chark, and, of course, running back DeAndre Swift. You talk about the next man up mentality paying off. Kudos to Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator, who is really something.
Yeah, Coach, I can't say enough positive things about Coach Johnson and just the guys we've got in our room. You know, our offense kind of has, since OTA, since training camp, has said the standard is the standard, and whoever's in has got to meet that standard, and guys were able to do that Sunday. Obviously, it wasn't enough, which is frustrating, but there's a lot of positives to that, too.
Tight end TJ Hockenson, he is in his fourth year. You, Frank, in your fifth. So kind of interesting that you've grown and are growing in the NFL together. You got to be happy with what Hock is doing. 8 receptions, career high, 179 yards to go along with 2 scores.
Yeah, he had a great game, man. And that one long catch was sweet. He just got to keep trending in the right direction, but he had a great game, and it's fun to watch him go out there and do his thing. He's pretty nasty with his routes, and he's pretty good.
You know, we're only 4 games deep, Frank, into this NFL season. And when you consider this offense getting healthy, everybody I just listed back in the lineup, and somewhere in the not-too-distant future, the fine wide receiver out of Alabama, Jameson Williams, will join. Certainly, Frank, the ceiling for this Lions offense is extremely high.
Yeah, we got a lot of talent on this offense with some incredible coaches, but you know how the NFL is. You kind of got to take it week by week, because the next 1 week you're freaking the best thing since sliced bread, and the next week you're the worst thing ever. So we can't get too far ahead of ourselves, but there's definitely a lot of optimism, but we got to take it week by week and keep doing what we're doing for sure.
Let me ask you this, Frank. I certainly get the you win as a team, you lose as a team mentality. I get that. Any fears if the defense is not able to make the corrections? And Dan Campbell, Aaron Glenn, defensive coordinator, certainly very hopeful that that will be the case. Take a look at schemes, do a deep dive, figure something else. Any fears of a lingering frustration in that Lions locker room?
No. It's there's a lot of complimentary football where the offense can help out, whether it's momentum or having their back. If a team goes down and scores right away, us being able to answer, there's a lot of things we can do. And there's a lot of great coaches and great guys on this team that really want this thing to do right. We as a whole just have to focus on doing our job, and everybody staying in their lane, and everything will come together. So I'm not hitting the panic button whatsoever.
Certainly, Frank, get the impression that Jared Goff, his head was swimming a year ago, had a lot to deal with. Just looks like he's comfortable. The pick six, third quarter aside, 26-39, 378 yards, 4 touchdowns. He just looks very much under control.
Yeah, he's confident and poised. Hats off to him, and hats off to Coach Johnson. Those two have got a great relationship, and I think they're really blending well right now and bouncing well off each other, and it's showing. But he's definitely showing a lot of confidence and a lot of poise, and it's fun to block for a guy like that.
All right, in the time we have left, Frank, let's talk about your Rags Remembered Foundation that you set up in honor of your late father, John. The idea, of course, is to get the youngsters out who may be grieving, get them outdoors, get some fresh air, and I know at last word, everything has been going so very well. What's the latest with the Rags Remembered Foundation?
Yeah, so in August, we had our first dining and dinner event, and it was smaller, but it was really, really successful. And then recently, we were able to take out some families fishing and get them in the outdoors, which was great. And this upcoming in November, we really want to launch our first, we're having a gala where we're trying to raise a lot of money for the foundation, and our first big gala. So we're excited. It'll be, I think it's November 7th. I'm going to try to get a lot of my teammates there, and hopefully it'll be really special.
Hey, during the NFL season, are you able to set up your hunting blind? How does that work?
Not really. Maybe like bye week, but it's all football right now.
Yeah, he's got his hands full right now.
Right.
All right. Frank, thanks much. Let us know more about it, and I'll get some information from Steve about the foundation. We want to help you any way we can with that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys.
All right.
Thanks,
we
Frank.
Appreciate you, Frank. Frank Ragnow, Detroit Lions center, and a regular here in the morning with Steve Courtney. Thank you, Stevie.
All right, Dub. Have a great day, my friend.
You do the same. It's a beauty, that's for sure.